Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and we saw that the Rav felt very strongly that people who are studying in yeshiva should not serve in the British Army. The question is, what would he say about today? The Israeli army. So some people say the Rav would agree. He would say not only back then, but even today. He quoted Gemaras. So therefore, there are Gemaras that show that you shouldn't conscript Yeshiva Bachrim. So that's what he would hold today. Rabbi Shai Yashuv Cohen studied in Merkez HaRav, and he was a member of the Free State Army. Back then they had the Haganah, the Etzel, the Lechi. And various students in Merkez HaRav were involved in these groups. And this idea of serving the army together with studying Torah was established with the bracha, says Rav Shai Yashuv, of the Nazir, his father, David Cohen, Eretz Tzvi Yehuda. Eretz Tzvi Yehuda got very upset when people quoted the name of the Rav, that he was against the army in Eretz Yisrael. He tells here, I'm skipping part of what Shai Yashuv writes, but he says he met Tzvi Yehuda and Tzvi Yehuda loved me. Hayachas shli elav haya kamo el dod mamash. Me'at kshalauti shalati ma kara Shai Yashuv, kshalo aniti lor pa menat shesipatu al akruz hazeh shemevi psak aviv maran harav zetzal shesar el giyus b'nei yeshivot. There was a cruise that came out of Pashkevil, a sign that came out that the Rav was against conscripting yeshiva bachrim. Laftati ne'amad Rav Tzvi Yehuda milechet וצעק בקול הגדול, זיוף, זיוף. הייתה זאת צעקה רמה ממש שעגה, נבהלתי מאוד. אני מאמין שאת השעגה הזאת שמעו מכיכר ציון עד בבית הרב. ראינו רב, back then, בית הרב, wasn't it like today, America, it says in קריית משה. Back then it was in the center of town. Today it's רחוב הרב קוק. ראינו גאון רב צבי יהודה נרגז מאוד מאוד. לאחר שנרגע קצת הסביר לי שהמכתב המצוטט הוא מכתב שכתב אור ישראל וקדושו מרן הרב זצ"ל לרבה הראשי של אנגליה דוקטור הרץ. המכתב התייחס לנושא של גיוס תלמידי ישיבות שבאו לבריטניה כפליטים מפולין וליטא בזמן מלחמת העולם הראשונה ובהקשר לגיוסם לצבא הבריטי. ראינו הגאון רב צבי יהודה צצ"ל כעס מאוד על עצם ההשוואה, והוא הדגיש וחזר והדגיש, הרי פה לוחמים למען ארץ ישראל, למען ירושלים, עיר הקודש, ושם לחמו למען צבא זר. הלא כאן לוחמים מלחמת מצווה של כיבוש ארץ ישראל, ושל עזרת ישראל מיד צר הבא עליהם. מיד הצעתי לרב שיכתוב את בירור הדברים, הבטחתי לדאוג לפרסומם, למרות שלא היה אז בית דפוס פעיל בכל ירושלים, שכן בגלל המצור לא הייתה אספקת דלק, וכל בתי הדפוס נסגרו. אמנם היה פועיל דפוס אחד, דפוס רונלד, במקום שבו נמצא היום בניין כלל, והם עבדו בשביל ההגנה. בנית למנוח דקטור יצחק רפאל, מנהיג הציונות הדתית, שאז יושב ראש ועדת המצב בירושלים. וסיפרתי לו את כל הסיפור, הוא דאג לכך שבסופו של דבר חוברת נדפסה והיא נקראה בשם למצוות הארץ. המאמר הזה פורסם אחר כך בעוד כמה מקומות. והוא אכן פנה לחובתנו הלכתית להשתתף בלחימה והגנה על ארץ ישראל. So, he met with Tzvi Yehuda, Tzvi got very very angry. The people were saying, in the name of the Rav, that you shouldn't serve today. He says, today's a Melchemes Mitzvah, there's nothing to talk about, of course you have to serve. And he found one Beit Fus, one printer that was still going, still working, because there was a problem, there was no gas in Yerushalayim, all of the Beit Fus were closed. There was one called Fus Ronald, which was where today Binyan Klal is in Rehov Yafo, before the Shuk. And they worked for the Haganah, and he went to Dr. Yitzchak Rafael, famous head of Mosad Rav Kook, and he took care of it, that it should be printed, and they printed a Choveret that Rav Tzvi Yehuda said that How do you have to serve? And Shai Yosef adds that later on, after he'd been injured and he came back from the Jordanian Shevi, Rav Tzvi Yehuda visited him. He hugged him, he kissed him, he cried. And he took out the Choveret L'mitzvah Sa'aretz and he wrote a Hakdashah. L'idid nafshi ha'oviv ha'chamudi ha'yozem ha'yo'etz ha'doresh Choveret zo shmura me'yom ופעתה לשוב פדויי השם בשלום ובאו לציון ברינה כנפש ואהבך ומכיר בית אביך הגדול צבי יהודה. He writes a beautiful Hakdasha, how much he loves him. He waited for him to be redeemed, to come back. And afterwards, this was added to the Sefer L'Nesivos Yisrael. And Rav Shai Yashuv summarizes, concludes that even though Merkatz HaRav is in a Hesder Yeshiva, Rav Tzvi Yehuda held that those who are able to should fight. And in fact, Merkatz HaRav boys, they learn until sometime in their 20s, they usually go to the army eventually. And he was mefarsim another cruise that you have to that what they said in the name of his father isn't true. And here we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, and of course you have to serve. Nisan Tav Shin Ches, right before the Kuma Medina. Riti Keshen et Parsem, this is a Hoda Gluya, Leman Emet V'atora Shel Rav Tzvi Yehuda. Riti Keshen et Parsem B'chutzot Yerushalayim Keta Mitoch Mechtav של אדוני אבי מורי ורבי הרב זצר, שכאילו מסייך אלו להשתמטות ממלוא החיוב של העמידה על נפשנו ועל נפש כל קהל ישראל, ואני מחויב ומודיע בזה למען המיטה של תורה, כי המכתב הזה נכתב ממש בחודש אדר שנת תרע"ז בלונדון, להשתדלות לשחרור תלמידי חמים מלחמת אנגליה ורוסיה וגרמניה. This is the same, the name of my father, not to serve in the army. He's talking about the war between England, Russia, Germany. He's talking about World War I. He's not talking about Eretz Israel. And he said it's a ziyuf and it's terrible. I'm not going to quote the whole thing, and then we have in Rav Tzvi Yehuda's diary also how upset he is about the whole thing. And it's interesting is that the Rambam says in Shemitah V'Yovel that Shevet Levi aren't fighting wars, Hashem unachal asam. So in the Sefer Shabbos Haaretz of the Rav HaChashmit of Yovel, Machon HaTorah Haaretz, which is put out 13 years ago, Tavshin Sam Ches, pages 254 to 255, the Rav says a big chiddush. The Rav says that Shevet Levi is the only putter from wars pertaining to their Shevet. Amelchama Pratit, when it comes to the war of all of Klal Yisrael, of course they have to join. It's interesting that this whole idea of Shevet Levi not serving the army is not brought in Hilchos Malachim. It's brought at the end of Shemitah V'Yovel, which is where at the end of the Halachas the Rambam says Divrei Agada. So it would seem that Rav Tzvi Yehuda was mechaving correctly Ladas Aviv, and you have to be mechalik between immigrants from Eastern Europe who ended up in England, who the Rav was trying to get a tour from the army, to the modern state of Israel. Of course, there are halachic problems in the army today with tznius, kashrus, Shabbos, a lot of different problems. So what the Rav would say in the contemporary day because of the other problems, I don't know, but in theory, if the army was a Torahic army, then it would seem that the Rav would hold that Bizman Hazeh, that there's no patur for B'nai Yeshivas. What's interesting is that Yitzhak Arieli, who was one of the Ramim in Merkatz HaRav, was against the conscription of Yeshiva Bachrim, and there are well-based claims that Rav Chalap is also against the Yagius, but Rav Tzvi Yehuda is very strongly in favor. So the Nazir, Lechora, his son, went. And like we saw before, the students were learning and they were also involved with the various underground organizations like the Lechi Ve'etzel and Haganah, with the bracha of Rav Tzvi Yehuda and the Nazir. Of course, other Gedolei Yisrael were very opposed. They said, not even during Ben Zmanim. But this is a very interesting historical and halachic episode. And obviously, I'm not one to be machria. But we should be zochu b'kar of mamish. We shouldn't need an army. Lo yisei goyal goy cher, v'lo yimadu al milchama, v'yis mashiach. Tzidkenu me'ri, amenu, amen.